Services. I mean, can you do some point about yourself first?
Yes.
Good morning.
Tere hommikut.
We bring you greetings from the United States in Wisconsin.
Toome teile tervitusi Ameerika Ühendriikidest Wisconsinist.
From the First Baptist Church of Sister Bay.
Sister Bay linna esimesest baptisti kogudusest.
We have come these couple weeks to do some work at the seminary as well as here at this church.
Me oleme tulnud kaheks nädalaks, et teha tööd seminaris, aga ka siin selles koguduses.
And we are encouraged and excited to be here and be your guests.
Ja meil on põnev olla siin ja me ootame, mida see need nädalad meile kaasa toovad.
This morning I would like to bring an encouragement from the Word of God for you.
Tahaksin teid julgustada Jumala sõna põhjal täna hommikul.
I would like to speak to you about our service to our youth.
Ja soovin rääkida teenimistööst noorte osas.
But also, as we look at our youth, we can also look at ourselves as children of God.
Aga kui me räägime noortest, siis me võime vaadata ka endile kui Jumala lastele.
So while my encouragement to you this morning deals with our kids,
ja kuigi see julgustussõna on otseselt seotud noorematega,
it can also be an encouragement as we help one another.
On see samuti julgustuseks meie vastastikuses teenimises.
The most well-known encouragement to children is found in Ephesians chapter 6.
Kõige tuntum julgustussõna lastele on Efesuse kirja 6. peatükis.
In verses 1 through 4.
Salmid 1-4. Lapsed, olge kuulekad oma vanemaile issandas, sest see on õige. Austa oma isa ja ema. See on esimene käsusõna tõotusega, et su käsi käiks hästi ja sa elaksid kaua maa peal. Ja teie isad, ärge ärritage oma lapsi vihale, vaid kasvatage neid juhatamise ja manitsemisega issanda tahte järgi.
I want to help you this morning and give you four things that we can do to serve our children.
Tahan jagada täna neljast asjast, mida me saame teha selleks, et oma lapsi aidata.
The first thing that our children need from us is unconditional love.
Esimene asi, mida lapsed vajavad meilt, on tingimusteta armastus.
We know unconditional love because of what Christ has done for us.
Me tunneme seda tingimusteta armastust seetõttu, et me teame, mida Kristus meile on teinud.
We read in the Gospel of 1 John that we know what love is because Christ died for us.
Esimese Johannese kirjast me loeme, et me teame, mis on armastus, sest Kristus on surnud meie eest asemel.
We also know that living with our families is difficult.
Me teame ka seda, et peres elamine võib olla raske.
It is often difficult to love those who know us best.
On mõnikord raske armastada neid, kes meid kõige paremini tunnevad.
They know our faults and we know theirs.
Nemad teavad meie puudujääke ja meie nende omi.
And that makes it difficult to love.
Ja see teeb armastuse raskeks.
But what our children need is love despite our wrongs.
Aga mida lapsed vajavad on armastus sõltumata vigadest.
Even though we have difficulties, we are still to love.
Isegi kui meil on raskusi, tuleb meil armastada.
And in this love we see three things that show us how to love.
Ja me näeme kolme asja armastuses, mis õpetab, kuidas armastada.
The first thing is our affection towards our children.
Esimene on meie kiindumus lastesse.
We all have a desire and a need from God to feel physical touch.
Meil kõigil on see soov juba Jumalast, et me keegi meid embaks puudutaks.
We shake hands with one another to express our love for one another.
Me anname tervituseks käe selleks, et väljendada oma soojust.
And we embrace one another to show our love.
Ja me kallistame teineteist, et oma armastust väljendada.
In our families, we need to show this physical love.
Perekondades tuleb meil seda füüsilist armastust välja näidata.
We also need to tell our children with words.
Ka sõnade abil tuleb meil oma lastele rääkida.
It is important not just to feel the love, but also to hear.
On oluline mitte ainult tunda armastust, vaid ka kuulda seda.
But it is very important not just to say, because we need to show as well as say.
Aga oluline on mitte ainult ka sõnadesse jääda, sest tähtis on, et me tunneme seda sama, mida me kuuleme.
The final way is through our encouragement.
Viimaks väljendame me armastust julgustuse kaudu.
In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
Efesuse 6:4.
It says that we are not to make our children angry with us.
Siin öeldakse, et me ei ajaks lapsi vihale endi vastu.
It says that we need not be unpleasable.
Et me ei ärritaks neid.
We cannot desire so much from our children that we are always unhappy with them.
Kui me ootame liiga palju oma lastelt, siis me oleme alati õnnetud sellepärast, et nad ei saavuta seda.
Instead, we need to be positive.
Selle asemel tuleks meil olla positiivsed.
Oftentimes I have trouble with my children because I tend to be correcting them too often.
Sageli mul on probleeme oma lastega sellepärast, et mul on kiusatus neid liiga tihti korrigeerida.
Instead, I need to look for the things that they do that are right.
Selle asemel tuleb neil näidata asju, mis on õiged.
The things that I can praise them for.
Märgata asju, millest ma saan neid üles tõsta.
We must show unconditional love to our children.
See on tingimusteta armastust, mida me lastele peame näitama.
The second thing that our children need of us is direction.
Teine asi, mida lapsed meid vajavad, on juhatus.
When I speak of direction, I'm speaking in terms of boundaries.
Ja kui ma räägin juhatamisest, siis ma mõtlen piiridele.
Our children are not born knowing the right way to go.
Lapsed ei sünni niivise, et nad kohe teaksid õiget teed.
Because Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, we are born with sin.
Nii nagu Adam tegi pattu Eedeni aias, nii oleme ka meie sündinud patustena.
We learn from our parents.
Me õpime oma vanematelt.
We learn from our teachers.
Õpime õpetajatelt.
We learn from our church and our pastors.
Õpime koguduselt, pastoritelt.
But it is our responsibility to teach right from wrong.
Aga meie kohus on õpetada eristama head halvast.
The third thing that our children need from us.
Kolmas, mida lapsed meilt vajavad.
And this may be unpopular with many of the children.
Ja paljudele lastele see tõenäoliselt ei meeldiks.
Is discipline.
On distsiplineerimine.
Oftentimes this is very difficult for us.
Ka meie jaoks on see sageli raske.
We desire our children to be our friends.
Meile meeldiks, et lapsed oleksid meie sõbrad.
We desire to have a good relationship with our children.
Et meil oleks hea suhe lastega.
But it is still our responsibility given by God to discipline.
A sellest hoolimata on meil Jumala poolt antud vastutus neid distsiplineerida.
In the book of Proverbs we find many proverbs about discipline.
Õpetussõnade raamatus leiame me palju korrale kutsumisest.
In Proverbs 22 verse 6.
22. peatükk, 6. salm ütleb: juhata poista tee peale, siis ta ei lahku sellelt ka vanas heas.
We find that the Lord has a way for each of our children to go.
Me leiame ja saame teada, et Jumalal on iga meie lapse jaoks oma tee.
God has laid out the laws for us to follow.
Jumal on seadnud tee viidad, mida me võiksime järgida.
And our Lord encourages us that if we teach our children the right way.
Ja Issand julgustab meid, et kui me õpetame lastele õiget teed.
That as they grow older, they will follow that.
Siis vanemaks saades nad ka järgivad seda teed.
In America, it's very common for parents to allow their children to do what they want.
Ameerikas on väga tavaline, et vanemad lubavad lastel teha, mida nad iganes soovivad.
They say, they're just children, they will learn when they are older.
Nad ütlevad, nad on lihtsalt lapsed, küll nad õpivad, kui nad vanemaks saavad.
Unfortunately, we have found that not to be true.
Kahjuks me oleme seda kogenud, et see ei vasta tõele.
Here in the Bible, it says we should train our children while they are young.
Piibel ütleb ka seda, õpeta last siis, kui ta on veel noor.
It's much easier to teach somebody while they are young.
Noores põlves on palju kergem õpetada.
The fourth area that I would like to encourage you in.
Ja neljas ala, milles ma tahaksin teid julgustada.
Is an encouragement.
Ongi julgustamine.
We spoke of telling our children that we love them.
Me rääksime sellest, et rääkida lastele, kuidas me armastame neid.
But we have to go beyond simply saying I love you.
Aga ainult ütlemisest ei piisa.
We need to as parents look for positive aspects of our children.
Meil tuleb vaadata lastes seda, mida neis on head.
So that as they grow, they do not feel a depression.
Et siis, kui nad üles kasvavad, ei tunneks nad ennast alla surutud või depressiivsetena.
As they grow, they will in turn act that way towards their friends.
Ja kui nad kasvavad, suhtlevad nad samamoodi oma sõpradega.
And as they become parents, they will do the same.
Ja kui nendest saavad lapsevanemad, teevad nad sama lastega.
But these four principles that I speak to you of this morning.
Aga need neli asja, millest ma olen täna rääkinud, täna hommikul.
Unconditional love.
Tingimusteta armastus.
Boundaries and direction.
Piirid ja juhatamine.
Discipline.
Distsiplineerimine.
And encouragement.
Ja julgustamine.
These are not just things that we need to give to our children.
Ei ole ainult asjad, mida lapsed meilt ootavad.
Instead, these are things that we can hold one another accountable for.
Vaid need on asjad, milles me oleme vastutavad üksteise suhtes.
Because as we talk of training our children,
sest kui me räägime laste kasvatamisest,
we also understand the Church of Christ as a family.
Siis me mõistame ka kogudust kui Jumala perekonda.
And all believers in Christ are brothers and sisters.
Kõik uskujad Kristusesse on õed ja vennad.
So these are things that we should show to one another.
Seega need on ka asjad, mida meil tuleb üles näidata vastastikku teineteise suhtes.
Times are difficult.
Ajad on keerulised.
And growing one another into men and women of God is tough.
Ja kasvatada üksteist Jumala või Jumala kartlikeks meesteks ja naisteks on raske.
But the Lord gives us trials in order to grow.
Aga Jumal annab meile ka katsumusi selleks, et me võiksime kasvada.
Let's pray.
Palvetame. Tõuseme palveks.
Our Heavenly Father.
Meie taevane Isa.
We praise you for this time this morning.
Me täname sind selle aja eest täna hommikul.
Lord, we appreciate your son.
Me täname sind sinu poja eest.
And we thank you that you sent him as a sacrifice for us.
Ja täname, et sa oled saatnud teda ohtrina meie asemel.
Lord, help us to understand this love that you have for us.
Issand, õpeta meil mõista seda armastust, mis sinul on meie vastu.
And I pray that you would teach us this morning a new thing about yourself.
Me palume, et sa täna hommikul õpetaksid meile midagi uut enesest.
Whether we are a young Christian or an old Christian.
Ükskõik, kas me oleme siis usus noored või juba staažikad.
Bring us into your presence, Lord.
Lase meil kogeda oma lähedust.
That we may live for you.
Et me võiksime elada sulle.
That we may honor you with our lives.
Et meie elud austaksid sind.
And that we may bring you glory.
Ja et kõik au saaks ainult sulle.
In your name we pray.
Sinu nimel, Jeesus, me palume.
Amen.
Amen.